Some supporters of the Sundance Film Festival are asking if the event is losing the spirit that made it special. Sundance was created to encourage films that Hollywood shunned, movies that were a little less commercial and a little more in touch with reality. But as the festival prepares for an award ceremony tonight, some participants say it's a struggle to keep their eyes off the money. For an update on how that struggle is going, we turn to NPR's David Darcy.
When one director got up to introduce his new feature at a sold-out Sundance screening this week, he did not talk about the film. Instead, he announced that he'd sold it to a distributor. The audience, which hadn't seen the film yet, burst into applause. Their reaction concerns the festival's founder, Robert Redford.
It's a sign of the times. It's a sign of what is slowly replacing other values in our society. Cosmetics, entertainment, celebrity, price.
Some films in Park City are taking on what Redford called the culture of corruption. Masked and Anonymous, starring Bob Dylan and a celebrity cast, is set during a civil war in an unspecified violent place that looks like Latin America. The entire film was shot in Los Angeles, says director Larry Charles.
If I told you about a country in which a man was president and then his son becomes president without winning the popular vote, and the way that he becomes president is by his brother swinging the vote in his favor, you might think I'm talking about Latin America, but we're not. We're talking about United States. So it seems it's only one small leap to a place where all order has broken down, all freedom has broken down, all democracy has broken down, and that we are ruled by tyrants.
There's no happy ending in this film. Bob Dylan stars as singer Joe Fate, who's released from jail to perform in a benefit for victims of the Civil War.
Look, man, this is our big chance.
Another big chance.
Yeah, that's right. You do this show, this benefit, it'll be seen all over the world. You put your career back on track, maybe a tour, maybe a record, maybe both. Make a little money and save the world all at the same time. It's all politics, Jack, and money is the mother's milk of politics, and we'll be raking it in.
Any political feature would stand out from this year's dramatic competition at Sundance. Most of the films in that competition are personal dramas and comedies or throbbing drug sagas. Distributor Mark Ehrman of Think Films, who's shopping for new films at Sundance, says that especially after September 11, anything dark is a hard sell.
I thought that serious people would still want serious films. It is not the case. People want cheery movies now, and everything is about uplift.
One film that's bucked that trend and found an audience around the world is Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore's satirical comedy about guns and politics. Sam Green is in Park City with his documentary, The Weather Underground, about the 1960s radicals who took their name from a Bob Dylan song. The response to his film has been
positive. People want the next Bowling for Columbine.
The Weather Underground is no comedy. Some former weathermen are in prison for life. Bill Ayers was in Park City. He says that if the story can sell, distributors certainly won't let its politics get in the way.
Lennon said, when we hang the last bureaucrat, a capitalist will sell us the rope. So, I mean, sure, the marketplace responds to market factors.
Ayers is married to Bernadine Dorn, who led The Weather Underground. The two spent 12 years in hiding as outlaws. Now Dorn teaches law at Northwestern University. She was in Sundance to help promote the film and correct what she calls misconceptions.
Two things. One is they've commodified the 60s, you know, so it's music and dress and drugs and so on. And two is they've demonized and romanticized it. So it was a bunch of criminal thugs, or it was Martin Luther King, who was a saint, and we were all against the war anyway.
The new documentary looks at the Weather Underground's secret history. Part of that involves movies. Dorn said the group was inspired by such classic documentaries as The Battle of Algiers and movies about outlaws, says Bill Ayers.
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid seemed to us kind of tremendously insightful about the mind-body split and about the ways in which there was one person who represented the body and one the mind, and together they made a whole person. The other one was Bonnie and Clyde. That was the other film that just kind of blew us away,
so to speak. These are fans that Robert Redford never knew he had.
I was just thinking about playing a gunfight. You know, I was, you know, just 29, 30 years old. I was an actor, and I only thought about playing that part. You didn't put it in the context of the time you were in until you saw the reaction afterwards. And I suspect it had a little bit to do with the times we're in about rebellion and anti-authority and so forth, outlaw sensibility.
Redford has a new political film in mind, a sequel to The Candidate, which he made in 1970 between Butch Cassidy and All the President's Men. If it's made, he says it will examine celebrity politics in an even more cynical age than Richard Nixon's first term. And there's another film Redford wants someone else to make.
It would be a documentary about that particular election in 2000. I think that the mechanics of that, the engineering of that, the truth of what really went on there would be incredibly powerful. Otherwise, I hate to tell you this, I don't think those make much difference, those revealing the truth things, for the most part. Doesn't somehow get through to the public, particularly a country that wants the happy ending. I mean, America is pretty famous for wanting a happy ending. That's why Reagan got elected. Let's present a happy picture about how wonderful everything is. Nobody wanted to hear about Carter. Nobody wanted to hear him say, look, we got this problem, that problem. Don't tell us. We're good folks. You know, we're happy and we're good. We want to stay that way.
Redford says that he wouldn't be surprised if a documentary on that very subject turned up at Sundance next year. For NPR News, I'm David Darcy in Park City, Utah.